You're listening to the Closing Market Report. It's a Monday afternoon. On the phone line with us, Mark Russo. He's at Chesapeake Energy in Chicago, Illinois. Good afternoon to you, Mark. Thanks for being with us.
Oh, as always, glad to be here, Todd.
Hey, I want you to go through a couple of things for me over the weekend. We're looking to see where rain fell and did not fall in the Midwest, particularly in Iowa, Nebraska, Minnesota. Everybody kind of needs a rainfall, but some places more than others.
Absolutely, Todd. The main rainfall over the weekend was confined to some of your larger corn and soybean counties in far northern Iowa, kind of the top two or northern two to three rows of counties in Iowa, also far southern Minnesota, as well as some scattered areas of eastern Nebraska, southeastern South Dakota received the rains. But all in all, it was a fairly dry weekend across the entire corn and soybean belt.
Yeah, so those places that did receive rain very much, and was it, you know, how much was the coverage?
In general, your totals within those areas were a quarter to around an inch and a half. A few localized areas, particularly in eastern South Dakota, picked up higher than that. But you know, all in all here, it was coverage only came up to maybe 10% of the entire corn and soybean acreage.
Not great. So we need another rainfall. But I don't know whether there's anything in the offing. What can you tell me?
No, there's not here, Todd. And in fact, here it looks even drier here for the next couple of weeks compared to how we ended things late last week. And so, it's the pattern here across the Midwest just continues to feature below normal precip totals, at least for this week, at least from now, or what started on Friday and this past Friday and continues through this next Friday. Our forecast coverage is about 35% of the corn and soybean belt, and we expect similar coverage in week two of the forecast. On a temperature standpoint here, that's also kind of a new piece of information. We're going to be getting out of this unseasonably cool pattern that we've been in for the bulk of August. And as we get into the latter part of this week and more so into next week, temperatures will be turning warmer than normal. So now the dryness is going to be combined here with some warmer than normal temperatures. We don't see any kind of excessive heat, but certainly high temperatures here climbing back into the mid to upper 80s and low 90s, even a few pockets a little bit hotter.
So more warmth and less water, those never add up to a good thing completely. But it's not terribly outside of the norm for the month of August. September usually shows us a rainfall, as maybe something happening in the Atlantic Ocean would drive rainfall to us. Anything that you see out there yet?
Yeah, no tropical activity at the present time. It does look, as we get into later this week and next week, there's at least some window of opportunity for development. But if anything was to develop in the Atlantic or Gulf of Mexico, there's simply no indications of that moisture eventually making into the Midwest.
All right. Anything to add on other parts of the world before I let you go?
Yeah, China continues to be very hot in their North China Plain ag acreage, also on the dry side too as well. So certainly impacting their corn, soybean, and cotton acreage in the North China Plain.
Hey, thanks so much.
You're welcome, Todd.
Mm-hmm. Mark Russo is with Chesapeake Energy in Chicago, Illinois. Joins us here on the Closing Market Report for a Monday afternoon. You have a great day. I'm Todd Gleason.
Support for agricultural programs comes from AgriGold Hybrids, featuring the AgriGold Giants, a group of five new hybrids designed to meet the performance standards of yield, health, and consistency required by Midwestern corn growers. More information is at AgriGoldGiants.com or at 800-262-7333.